Hello there, and welcome to episode number 2 of Perimenopause Journey. I'm Anna Raju, and I'm so glad you're here. Today is kind of a follow-up from the last episode when I talked about what is perimenopause and some of the symptoms associated with it. And so if you are in the beginning of perimenopause and you are having symptoms, it may be a good time for you to see a menopause specialist. And we are going to talk about it in this episode. Notice that I said menopause specialist because a primary care provider or a general practitioner, sometimes even OBGYNs, may not have the expertise that perimenopausal women need. And I hear so many stories from women who are in perimenopause and they are having symptoms. They have these symptoms that affect their everyday life and they need guidance and treatment for their symptoms, but they don't actually get them. In fact, research shows that just a small minority of menopausal women actually go look for treatment. And from those, even a smaller number are actually receiving any kind of treatment or medical care that they deserve. And it's a problem because part of this is because many women are suffering in silence. Maybe they don't know they can do something about it. They accept this as part of aging, as a natural process. Maybe they're just too overwhelmed. Now, there is this study from Yale University that reviewed the insurance claims from, I think, over 500,000 women in various stages of menopause. So perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopause. And this study found that from 60% of the women who reported having significant symptoms, only 25% of them actually received medical treatment. That means 75% of them received zero treatment for their symptoms, although they were experiencing very significant symptoms. So this is a problem, right? Another problem is that the medical professionals are not really trained to deal with menopause. There are many OBGYNs, for example, who are very capable of caring for a woman while she's pregnant, delivering babies, and seeing her about her birth control, all of that, right? But after that, it seems that there is this huge gap in the medical community because we don't see that many doctors who, I don't know, call themselves menopause specialists, right, or menopause experts. So, I don't know, the reality is that a typical medical student, really, even nowadays, is not trained to support women in menopause because it's not in their curriculum. Most medical schools, I did my research, and the fact is that residency programs and medical schools, they don't teach the topic of menopause at all. And actually, I went to the North American Menopause Society's website, the NUMS, that I talked about in the previous podcast, and they have a report about this topic, and it says that just 20% of OBGYN residency programs in North America provide any kind of menopause training. And those who do have some sort of menopause training, the courses are elective. And the same survey found that nearly 80% of medical residents admit that they are, quote unquote, they feel barely comfortable discussing or treating menopause. So that is pretty serious because it leaves a kind of like a vacuum out there that women are lacking, right? The support of doctors or specialists in menopause. And aside from that, there is also like the typical scenario that a woman who is experiencing symptoms, you know, she goes to see a doctor and the doctor says something like, oh, that's natural. Oh, it's just a phase. All women go through it. And we feel like, yeah, no duh. It is natural. It's happening. But I still want to feel better. It's like, okay, don't dismiss me or imply that I just, you know, should just suck it up somehow. And even worse, I actually have, you know, some horrific stories that my clients tell me. And, you know, I see them being really distressed about it. And if it wasn't for that, you would think it would, you know, be a joke or like something unbelievable. For example, I have this client who said she went to her primary care provider expressing her concerns. She knew she was in perimenopause. Her periods were very irregular. She also had hot flashes. She had pelvic floor dysfunction, low libido, and painful sex. And do you know what the doctor actually told her? The doctor told her that she should accept the fact that women, when they reach a certain age, they won't have sex anymore. We're talking about a 52-year-old woman here. And the doctor says that, right? I'm not kidding. Another client of mine, I remember, told me that her doctor started getting really upset at her because she was coming back to see him for her symptoms. And, you know, after running a bunch of tests, everything was quote unquote normal. Her tests, her blood work. And he goes on insinuating that it was all in her head. Can you believe this? How are we supposed to feel with people whose jobs are to support us with our health, right? But they just dismiss or gaslight us or even make it worse, make us feel worse, like we are complaining, like we are a burden. Now, it actually brought me to a little tangent here because I recently read this book. It's a novel by Mona Awad. It's called All's Well. It's really just a phenomenal novel. I couldn't put it down. That good. But it's a story of a woman who has chronic back and hip pain. And all the people around her after some time become very dismissive about, you know, her pain, that she was exaggerating, complaining about it. And I don't want to give the story away. But for me, that was really interesting because it was a reflection or maybe even comparing that to what I see out there and in my own practice with my perimenopausal clients, that they suffer from all these symptoms and they're not getting the support they need, and they feel like, you know, dismissed, and just like in this book. And if you listen to my previous podcast, I described the symptoms, and they can be so many, right? There's 34 symptoms, from joint pain to headaches to anxiety, hot flashes, so on. And so many women report that the intensity of these symptoms can become so disrupting to their normal routines, to their, you know, lives in general, or work and career. So why so many of us struggle to be heard? But, you know, I have nothing against doctors. My dad was a doctor. I myself went to you know, not medical school, but I went to pre-med, and I thought I was going to be a doctor to help people. I'm just saying that doctors need to be more empathetic. And if they cannot help a woman themselves who, you know, who is experiencing perimenopause symptoms, they should at least be able to refer someone who can. And so as I discussed in the previous podcast, I would first suggest, if you are at this point, I would suggest for you to look for a menopause specialist in your area and go to the NAMS website. It's menopause.org. I will put on the show notes again. And look for a provider that has, you know, some kind of training. All of the providers there received this training in menopause. And I don't know if you can find, you know, someone who had a specialist or good experience with someone, and they can refer you or make a recommendation that's also valid, right? So once you do that, and this is the purpose of this episode, I want to help you by knowing beforehand what to ask and to, you know, make the most out of your first visit. So that's what I want to talk about here. I developed this 2-page guideline for what to ask your doctor, for you to record your symptoms and so on, so you can get a lot of information from that first consultation, even before you decide what's right for you, because there might be a few options of treatment, right? So you can take this guideline with you. I will link, I'll put the link in the show notes. You can download it and you can take it with you. So let me talk about this guideline. I actually, most of the questions in this guideline, I gathered from the Endocrine Society. They have a website just dedicated to menopausal women. It's really good. I'm also putting the link here. It's menopausemap.org. And I totally recommend that you go there. They have some great resources for perimenopausal and menopausal women. So I adapted some of the questions that I think are really relevant to us, and I included a few others. But let me go through this guideline. So the first page is a kind of like a step-by-step process. The first thing, like I said, I recommend that you make an appointment, right, with a menopause specialist if you can, or maybe your primary care provider if you think that they can help you. Then the second step is to discuss the symptoms that you have. Now, I have a list of, I think, 12 symptoms here. As I said, there are many others, so there's a space for you to include any symptom that is not listed here. But you can check some of them here. I have listed weight gain, irregular menstrual cycles, hot flashes, sleep disturbances, vaginal dryness, and so on. And you can also add any other symptom. And then on the bottom, there's a table, and you can include the symptoms. You rate the intensity of them, from 1 being mild to 3 being severe. It's important to know. And then for how long, maybe even when they begin. So you put, you know, how long you are experiencing these symptoms. The reason for this is that it will give you a picture of the symptoms, because sometimes we forget, right? I do. When I went to my first consultation, I forgot to say a few things. So, and then I was like, oh, I should have written it down, or you know, having better prepared for this. So this will help you exactly to prepare for this consultation. Then there are questions, and I will talk about these questions because I think it's actually good to have these questions laid out and read them before, because they might apply to you or not, but I think it's important to ask some of these questions. For example, the first one is, treating women experiencing perimenopause part of your practice, right? This should be the first and probably most important one. And if not, can you recommend a specialist, right? Hopefully you don't waste your time and you go straight to a specialist. But even if you're just going for a physical, you can ask your primary care if they have any experience with perimenopause or menopause, and if not, if they can recommend someone who have this experience. Then the second question, how can I tell if what I'm experiencing is caused by perimenopause or some other condition, right? Like thyroid or anemia or anything that can happen. The third question could be, how long will my symptoms last? What should I expect? How will perimenopause affect my overall health? For example, if I'm on birth control, how long should I keep using it? Do I need treatment for my perimenopausal symptoms? If so, what treatments are best for me? Another question is hormone therapy right for me? What are the side effects and risks in my case? Another question is, can my sex life be affected by perimenopausal symptoms? What changes in my body can happen during perimenopause? What does perimenopause or menopause affect, or how does it affect other diseases or conditions I have? Does perimenopause or menopause increase my risk for other conditions? And what and how? What tests or screening should I have now, and how often? Are there medications, supplements, or natural remedies you can recommend? What changes to my diet should I make at this time? Can you recommend a nutritionist to guide me in this area? How much and what kinds of exercise should I be doing? Can you recommend someone who specializes in this area? Are there other lifestyle habits that could be helpful for me? How long does perimenopause typically last? How will I know when it's over? And how can my emotional health be affected? Can you recommend a mental health specialist? Then there is a space and a couple of lines that you can add questions to it. So if you think about questions that you can add to these, you are welcome to do it on the space provided. So you will take that with you, you know, on your phone or a little hard copy. Like I like paper, but I'm trying not to use so much. Anyway, I have the link on my show notes. It's just my website, annaaraujo.com/questions. And I also have on the show notes, so you can go to get this guideline. So you take it with you. Now, I think it is important. It's not just important, it's crucial to have support at this time, especially in the beginning. Never too late, although it's never too late if you are in the middle or end of, you know, perimenopause, that's fine. Because it can be overwhelming, right, for many of us. Fortunately, I found a doctor that I trust. She's not that, you know, talkative, let's say that, but I think she's very knowledgeable and she is receptive to my concerns. So that was good enough for me. And I did find her through the North American Menopause Society's website again. That's a good way to start. So I think that's it. I think that's all I wanted to talk about. I hope you found this episode valuable. Please let me know if you did, because it will help me keep going. And my goal is to provide reliable, evidence-based information for all women who not only want to know more about perimenopause and all these stages, right, menopause and even postmenopause, but for women, you know, who are struggling with some symptoms, who are seeking sensible information about them and about this time, because there's so much misinformation out there. So here I am trying to share a little bit of my knowledge and hopefully helping you in your perimenopause journey. Remember, you're not alone. There are many women just like you. And please feel free to reach me. You can reach me by email at hello@annaarauja.com or sending me a message on Instagram. You can visit me at perimenopause_coach, actually. And you can, you know, DM me there, watch my content. And yes, I would love to hear from you. I hope, again, that you found this helpful. And I really hope to see you next time. All the best for you. Bye.